cliffcentral.com. On radio. More of the good stuff. cliffcentral.com.
Welcome back to the good stuff, Cliff Central's very own happy hour with myself, Brent Lindekew, the good news guy. We are live on www.cliffcentral.com, or you can tune in on our app because the app is really cool, or you can follow me on Facebook Live. I'm doing my morning Facebook Live. Kerry's just got into the studio. She was late.
Morning.
So we might fire her after today. It's Tuesday, yo. We get to hang out with you guys, bring you good news, inspirational stories, and all the things that matter in South Africa and the world. We're not going to be talking about things like fees must fall or the protests that are currently going on. No one really wants to know about that. You can catch up with that in the news if you really want to know. As well as things like Cloudy, who got fired, but he didn't, and then he got rehired, and we're not too sure where he's working or what he's doing. It's a little bit confusing. Our president is nowhere to be found, actually, while all of this is going on.
So, KZN.
Well, we don't actually know. We have no clue. So we're not going to get into any of that. We don't talk about Kakia. This is all good news, inspirational stories. And South Africa's got a bunch of it. So what are we getting into today? 29 fire trucks were fixed. They were off the roads. They have been for the past couple of years. And our new mayor of Johannesburg has fixed them up. We're going to be talking about that. A South African seven-year-old has become one of the youngest authors in the world.
That is amazing.
So we're going to talk about that. SPCA this week is getting 5 million rand from a corporate. This is important. Corporates need to give back. The little girl who invented something that is going to save us from the drought, and Google gave her 500,000 rand cash.
And that's how it should be done.
So we're going to be talking all about that. So inspired, so proudly South African, because we should be. And you guys could be too, because we're going to bring you all the good news. Tuesday is the good stuff. We're here to give you something better to talk about when you're at the dinner table or around the water cooler, when you need some little bit of inspiration about our country and our home. We're going to be catching up with the top five good news stories, which Kerry is going to introduce for us. Thank you, Kerry. Not right now. I'm just welcoming you. Kerry was really, really late. She was stuck in a massive traffic. I don't know. There were cars on fire. There was a whole bunch of stuff.
Can't deal. But so, I'm here now, and that's the most important. So,
I think she's just catching her breath and understanding where she is at the moment. So we're going to get into the top five. We're going to be bringing you the top five good news stories. And then doing our regular catch up. Every week we catch you up with some good stuff that's happening in the country and internationally. We also get to meet really inspirational people. And this week is no different. We have people coming in from the RADA Foundation, RADA. I'm not going to tell you anything about that now, because what they've done is quite phenomenal, and I want you to hear it straight from them. They'll be in at about 10:30. Plus, we're going to be hearing Gareth Pickering, who cycled all the way from South Africa to Kilimanjaro.
He's doing amazing things, that guy.
He sent me a voice note.
Yeah.
So we're going to be playing that in a bit as well, so we can catch up. They're about to climb Kilimanjaro.
Yes.
But if you want to follow everything and really get into the crux of it, I'm about to switch off Facebook Live. So you're going to have to go on to www.cliffcentral.com. It's that easy. And you can follow the good stuff. How's it going?
Good.
Cool. So last night, I'm a little bit sore.
What happened? Please tell me about that.
So I posted it on Facebook, and you were like, what's going on? It looks like a club.
It does look like a club.
Okay, so this place is based in Lone Hill.
Yes.
Do you remember Mark? We had him on the show with his water, Rejuvenate.
Yes, 2 weeks ago.
I don't think it was 2 weeks ago.
I'm sure it was 2 weeks. It was 2 weeks ago. Okay, it was a week before last.
So Mark was on the show, and he came into the show. I'm gonna put that podcast up so that you guys can sort of hear, see, and catch up with what he's all about. But he's got this water called Rejuvenate. For every bottle that they sell, they build a well.
Yes.
For someone in Africa who doesn't have water, which is flippin' cool. So, as well as Rejuvenate, he owns a business which is based in Lone Hill. Have you been to the Lone Hill Shopping Centre?
Yes, I have.
Do you know that upstairs section where nothing has happened for like 11 years?
Yes, it used to be. There used to be a place called Sequoias up there, and nothing happened. And
I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
Okay, but apparently the myth, I don't know how true this is. We'll just go with it.
Mm.
We believe in facts. It was on the internet, so it must be true.
Yes.
They They built that with a thing in mind to put like a barnyard theater up there and a movie house.
Yes.
But they didn't have the licenses or whatever.
And because it's a residential area, well, there's a lot of noise and stuff. So
again, it was on the internet. It must be true. So Mark took the space and he's built like, it's like a fun zone, if I can call it that. So you walk up, and then as you get to the top, there's this like cafe that's a Happy Me. You know those?
Yes, a Happy Me tea.
It's like iced tea, but it's got bubbles in it that pop in your mouth. So that's what you walk into. And then when you pass that, far to the right is a trampoline park, because that's all the craze at the moment.
It really is.
And it's cool. I tried that for the first time last night as well. Mm-hmm. It's a lot harder than it looks.
So a lot happened last night.
Last night was a busy night. But in the middle is something called Switch.
Yes.
It's the best workout I've ever had.
Well.
So they had 21 stations.
Yes.
And you partner up with someone and you're at a station for 2 minutes and they've got all these trainers all over the place that are helping you as well. So you're not alone.
Oh, well, that's great.
And as soon as so you start and you do like a little bit of yoga meditation to get you in the mood and to sort of, what do we want to do today and what do we want to achieve? And then the next minute, because it's all like quiet and blue lights
and
zenny music and you're lying on a mat and it's quite incredible. And then all of a sudden, the music gets flipping loud that you can't even talk to the person next to you. Mm-hmm. And the lights go on like it's a club. And you've got a number when you arrive, and they're like, go, get to your stations. And then you go to your station. I was station 4, it's where I started with jazz. And you had 2 minutes for every station. And it was the guy is motivating you. Every trainer's motivating you. They just want you to keep going.
It's kind of like a boot camp, but a club boot camp.
It's the best thing that I've ever been to in my life. I don't know if you remember when I got addicted to CrossFit.
Yes.
Better than that.
Really?
I'm not, no more CrossFit.
Well, I heard about Switch as well. I know they've got one in Lone Hill. And they're opening one in the new Ritz Hotel in Cape Town because they're renovating the old Ritz Hotel. Leanne Liebenberg and her husband Nikki are renovating it, and they're putting a Switch in there as well.
Wow! I'm now converted. I've switched.
You've switched.
I've switched, and I'll be going again tonight.
On?
I can't move to hold the microphone right now because my arm's a little bit sore.
But I'll help you.
I'll be going tonight again. It was flipping amazing.
But it's so far from me. I'd love to go. I'll just have to go as a guest. Pop up one day.
Maybe you need to speak to Mark and open a little Switch in the
When are we opening one in Melrose Arch or something, guys?
Yeah,
please?
Let's talk. Let's
Thank
talk.
You.
Other things to catch up on 22 days essay is
pumping.
It's humbling.
And it's pumping.
Humbling. A lot of people jumping on board. So I decided there was a thing going around the country, the world, called 22 push ups or whatever. Mm. I can do push ups. Last night I did.
You did, and now you can't walk. Or
I did like 120
maneuver.
Last night. You're supposed to do push-ups every day in honor of the veterans in America, which is a great cause. South Africa doesn't have veterans, and we don't have people that are suffering from PTSD because they went to Vietnam and all sorts. So instead, I decided to use it for something a little bit different. 22 in South Africa means, to me, something very different. 22% of our population don't eat every day. Reality, fact, like that's not even on the internet. They try hard that away. 22% of our population don't eat every day. So all I'm asking is for people to feed each other. It's that simple.
And it's that easy.
And people are doing it.
You're giving away half pizzas and people are giving you food to give to other people as well. I saw that.
Yeah. A little restaurant that I go to, a little kitchen in Danford, and she follows me and I sometimes pop in there and have a bit of a meal. And I went in there for breakfast and she said, Brenty, I want to give you this pack to give away. It like had this massive cookie and fruit juice and sandwiches and. And she said, I want to give it to you to give away. And then I want to give you a meal every day to give away. And I went, no, that doesn't work. I don't mind giving this away, but you go give a meal away every day. And she was like, I'm going to do that. And actually, I'm going to give all my leftovers to this association. She's like, research stuff and everything.
And do you know, just touching on that, you know KFC does that 2 rand thing?
That's Lauren Turnbull at Hope. We've had on the show as well.
And we had an event the one day giving out those KFC Meals of Hope.
At Hope.
Yes, at Hope. And The one little child, we gave them a KFC Streetwise 2, which has got chicken and stuff inside it. And they actually asked if all of that food was for them.
No, man.
There's one piece of chicken, some roll, a roll inside there, and some mash and gravy and stuff. And this child wanted to take this box home because it was enough to feed his whole family.
That's incredibly
And couldn't
sad.
Understand that all that food was for him.
So I'm gonna do that today. I'm actually gonna go support KFC, and I'm gonna add hope.
Idea.
That's what I'll do today. It's my good deed for the day. And also, there's something this month is World Hunger. There's World Hunger Day this month as well.
Yes,
so don't forget
it's October.
That.
Welcome to October. Can you believe we are in October?
Is this the first show of the month?
Yes.
Where's Kerry and Paige?
You mean Kirsten Page?
I mean, Kerry's next to me. Where's Kirsten Page?
I don't know.
They're supposed to be coming in.
Oopsie.
Girls, if you're listening.
Hi.
You better make your way here in 45 minutes. That's the way we're supposed to roll. Cool. So I mentioned it at the beginning of the show. There was this whole news report that went around last month. Independence Online. Drugs. Yeah, no, man. It's a problem and we didn't even know about it. Independence
I knew about
Online.
It.
Did you?
Yes.
Well done.
Thank you.
Independence Online. They reported on the fact. I think it was, and I'm going to get the facts here, 28 fire stations in Johannesburg.
Yes.
We have 28 fire stations in Johannesburg.
Do you know how much one fire truck costs?
Well, we'll get into that now.
Okay.
How big is Johannesburg?
Huge.
It's big. Yeah. I mean, it's a big space, right? Mm. 28 fire stations in Johannesburg, and only 8 of them had functioning fire engines, which meant if there was a fire, I don't know, hypothetically, if there was a fire... And a fire engine could only come from like
Sandton to
85 kilometers
yes,
away
exactly.
during traffic.
Exactly.
So it was a huge problem.
Yeah.
And we as a community, as a city, as a country, no one had really brought any of this up.
No.
And when it was brought up on the Independence Online, I've got the article in front of me, the city denied it. Not the new mayors. They were like, no, our fire trucks are fine.
Everything is okay.
Everything's lacquer. But also, this was this all came out in the middle of the driest season of the year.
Yeah.
Winter. That's when fires happen.
And that's why I said to you on the way here, I'm like, why are so many cars burning? And last night on my way home, there must have been about 3 different fires on the side of the highway. You know, on the grass.
So crazy. So yesterday, this guy, Mark Klein, I don't know who he is or how he fits in or what he's about, but he posted this photo of one of the fire trucks. And he said, this is exactly, quote unquote, so the DA gets 29 fire engines back on the road in 1 month. They were in the repair shop for years. Well done. You did what the ANC couldn't do in years.
20 years.
So it was all over social media, right?
So you unpacked it.
I unpacked it because sometimes people post things for likes.
Yes.
And it's not really true.
I know.
Which is quite tough.
Yes.
So did a little bit of digging. Councillor David Potter is one of my friends. Got hold of him. He put me in touch with Councillor Michael Sun.
Mm.
And Michael Sun said it is 100%
true.
He is, so let me give you his full thing. He's the DA Shadows MMC for Public Safety. So this is his baby.
Sure.
He's looking after fire engines, ambulances, all of these things. And in the Independence Online article from a month ago, they actually quote him. So he said that they knew all about this. They've known about the shortage of fire engines for quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have the ability because they weren't part of the council. In Johannesburg,
to actually make a difference or do something about it. Yeah.
But they are now. Mm. So on the 6th of September, he went and visited this fire engine repair place in Krugersdorp.
Oh,
where all
word.
Of these, and it's not 29 fire engines. There's like, I don't know, pick a number, 50 that are there.
Mm.
And he went, cool, let's assess the situation. Let's take a look at what's going on. And he flipping, in less than a month, fixed over 29.
That is amazing.
That have all been housed back in, so every single fire station in Johannesburg now has at least one working fire engine.
A brand new fire engine costs 4 million rand. Do you know that?
I do know.
4 million rands.
That's mad.
I have a thing about fire trucks.
That's a different show altogether. But that's really, really cool. And the councillor has released a press statement. Dear mayor and councillors, please see my 5th report on getting the fire engines back, quote unquote. This is the full report for the month of September, or 1 month after we have taken office. I'm very proud to tell you that what the ANC government couldn't do for years, we have done in less than a month. We got 29 fire engines, fire rescue vehicles back in action and service. Regards, Michael Sun, MMC for Public Safety.
Well done, Michael.
Cool. And then I posted the article And I mean, this is where life has gone, right? I posted the article and he sent me a WhatsApp going, really cool article, thank you. Like, that's mad.
No, I think it's incredible. So it was it really is.
Really cool. Good news stories. And you know what's scary?
Yeah.
This all happened yesterday. Not one of the big media houses have picked up on it yet. And that's stuff that we should be sharing.
Look at you, hey?
World changer.
Yes.
Boom, boom, boom. The other thing is Pedigree and Whiskers are going to be giving away 5 million rand, not to anybody, to the SPCA this week. For every... It sounds like I'm sponsored or that I'm promoting them, but I'm promoting the good cause.
Yes.
It's not about the brand. It's about the good cause.
Well, we're covering people, we're feeding people, and now we're feeding animals.
Now we're feeding animals. If you go to any Pick and Pay around the country, and you purchase your Pedigree or Whiskers products, they will match those products and give them to the SPCA.
How else are people
supposed to... Up to 5 million rand.
How else are they supposed to know if we don't tell them? So it's not about being sponsored. We have to tell the people about the good things.
But I also don't like it's very, it's product placement. It's like we don't have advertising in between. So brought to you by Pedigree and Whiskers.
And it's free.
What's free? Oh, weed punting them for free. Guys.
Hello.
I would like if Pedigrees and Whiskers are listening or anybody in that corporate office park or anybody, because we've just given you a free punt, I want you to give more money to animals in need.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
So that's what I'd like you to do. Final thing that I have on my catch up is the visa thing. Did you see that?
Ooh,
not the bad one.
Mm-hmm.
So there was the bad one about New Zealand, the good one about Europe.
Oh, yes, I did see that.
Yeah,
of course
soon,
I did.
Soon we will not have to get a visa to go to Europe. And I must tell you, when I went out on my trip, right, I'm a full 100% proudly South African citizen. Mm-hmm. I don't have spare passports laying around. And my South African passport, in order to do the trip that I did for 3 weeks, it was Dubai, Scotland, Serbia. I stopped in Germany for a bit and then I went back to England.
Yes.
So I had to get a Dubai visa.
Schengen.
An English visa, which took me English, Scotland, and luckily Serbia, because they're part of the thing. And then I had to get a German visa as well.
That is insane.
Do you know how much? I'm not going to tell you how much that cost me.
I don't want to know.
It was a bit of a joke. But now, knowing that we don't have to do that anymore, is flippin' exciting.
It is very exciting. It opens doors for people that didn't have more, that wouldn't have otherwise.
No, 100%. No. All right, so I said that Gareth Pickering sent me a voice note. Really cool, man. These guys are doing this all for charity. They've been on their bicycles for like 60 days. They cycled up to Tanzania by Kilimanjaro.
Yes.
They're currently in Moshi, I think it's called. And you know what's really crazy? Exactly a year ago, a year ago today, I started my... climb up Kilimanjaro.
Yes, I saw that. It was a memory. You shared it the other day of you packing your stuff.
Well, I don't even want to unpack that because the books tell you one thing, right?
Yes.
So I went, when I was packing, they gave me a list of everything that you need to buy.
Yeah.
And I was like, cool, jacket, got.
Tick, tick.
Bottles, got. Check. This, got. That, got. And I had all the stuff. And then I went onto Google and I Googled like how to pack a day pack for Kilimanjaro.
Yes.
And a YouTube video came up and there was this British guy who's like standing outside. I don't know where the hell he is. And he's got like his walking stick and he's pointing at stuff. And he's like, there's a protein bar and there's a bottle of water and there's another bottle of water and there's this. And so I took all of that and I wrote a list. OCD me.
Yes.
And I laid everything out.
I'd rather be OCD climbing Kilimanjaro than
No. So I'm here to break that. Gareth, if you guys are listening, I'm going to tell you, whatever Google says, whatever they told you to pack, pack half, boy. You don't need to take all of that stuff. I was carrying like 4.5 kilograms on my back with extra jackets and beanies and food.
No.
And you don't need any of that stuff. Put it in your day. Put it in your big pack. They can carry it for you.
Mm.
But when I shared the memory, I thought, what a stupid oak. I literally watched a YouTube video and then I packed my Kilimanjaro bag. And I had like 3 extra jackets in there.
So you were carrying a small child on your back?
Pretty much. And the weather doesn't change that drastically that quickly that you have to like rip out a jacket quickly. You can do it that night and be prepared for the next day.
But so, you didn't know.
No, I didn't know. But it's cool. So
it was a new experience and now you do and now you're sharing it with the world.
Exactly a year ago, I got to climb Kilimanjaro for charity as well. We raised a lot of money. It was the most amazing experience of my life. And Gareth's going to mention it now about our friend Gugu Zulu, who passed away this year. You know that when I heard about Gugs, I hung my climbing shoes up. I was like, I'm not going to do it again. I did something once. I'm not going to do it again. I've changed my mind, and Gareth's inspired me, and here's him talking to us.
Hey Brent, this is Gareth Pickering from the Joburg to Kili team. Just checking in and wanted to give you an update on our cycle expedition that left Johannesburg at the end of July. From Johannesburg to Kili, raising money for Quebeca. We are currently about 250 kilometers away from arriving in Moshi, which is our final destination for our event, where we put down our Quebeca bicycles, and the four of us that have been cycling put on our hiking boots and walked to the summit of Kilimanjaro to raise money for Quebeca, the charity that donates bicycles to kids that have to walk more than an hour to get to school. So I'll give you a quick recap of how our last 65 odd days have gone since we left Johannesburg. We spent the first 4 days in South Africa. Our departure from the Jeep dealership in Bryanston was incredible. We had all our sponsors there. We had more than 50 people cycle part of the first day with us. We had a send out from the ER24 team, which was amazing. And that was the way our event kicked off. And it's really gone from strength to strength every single day. And we've been to some truly amazing places. Botswana was our second country after leaving South Africa. Quite flat. It gave us an opportunity to test out our legs and ride some fitness in and our team to get to work together. From Botswana, we went north through Nata into Zambia, and Zambia was truly incredible. We spent a couple of days at the Vic Falls in Livingston, and we did some really cool stuff there. We've got video clip of us doing a bungee jump off the Victoria Falls bridge with our buffalo bicycles attached to us. So that's a world first for our bicycles, and you can check it out on our website, joburg2kili.com, or I'm sure you could just Google it, buffalo bicycle jumps off the Victoria Falls bridge. That was amazing. We headed north from there, and we left Zambia and headed into Malawi. Malawi it's the first time any of us have been to Malawi, and it was truly spectacular. It's quite a poor country, we found, but really beautiful, amazing people, great support from the kids alongside the road. Every community that we cycled through has just been so welcoming. It's really been a blessing. And we spent a bit of time on the lake. We cycled up the lake for about 5 days. That was really nice. And from Malawi, we arrived in Tanzania, and things got pretty serious for us when we arrived in Tanzania. One of our riders got malaria, spent a couple of days recovering from that. The cycling got quite a bit more serious, a lot more hills and lots of roadworks. We've been on about 250 kilometers of dirt road since we've been in Tanzania, which has been really slow going, big trucks doing construction on the road. But yeah, it's been all good. We are currently about 100 kilometers south of Arusha, and then we've got 70 k's into Moshi. So we've really only got about 3 more days of cycling before we arrive in Moshi. And besides the awareness and the fundraising that we're doing for Quebeca, we're also just giving a shout out, and we're carrying 2 bracelets for Gugu Zulu in his honor. He was a true icon in South African sport, and tragically passed away on Kili probably about 4 months ago now. So we're carrying these bracelets, and we're going to leave them at the top of Kilimanjaro in honor of Gugu Zulu. So yeah, in about 10 days time, this whole journey is going to be over. So thank you so much for your support and for featuring us. Thanks to Tarsus, one of our sponsors, who've really supported us, and for everybody along the way that's shared our posts and just given us the words of encouragement that we've needed when it's been tough. Big thanks to everybody. You can check us out on Joburg2 Kili, KILI.com. There's a whole lot of details on there. And Brent, looking forward to catching up with you when I get back to Joburg, mate. Thanks again for your support.
Ah, Gareth, I hope you're listening, boy. I know that we couldn't do the live phone call because of the satellite coverage,
yes,
or whatever.
Yeah.
It's not very great there with the phones. But they've done really inspirational stuff over the last 2 months.
I've been following them. It's amazing.
The adventures must have seen.
And he quit his job.
Wow.
Gareth.
He just needed to sit in a room together.
He just needed to do stuff. And that's what he's quit his job and he's doing stuff.
Well, it's super inspirational, boy. And we wish you all luck on Killy. You're doing it for a great cause, mm-hmm. but also I think look after yourself.
Definitely.
It's quite tough. This is the good stuff on Cliff Central. This music video is so flippin' cool. I wrote an article about it because the guy used like 7 or 8 people to surprise themselves. That's all he said is you need to take this camera, this HD GoPro, whatever, and you need to go and surprise yourself. And they jumped out of skydiving things.
All sorts.
And it's a British guy. I don't remember what his name is.
What's going on?
Jack Garris, that's his name. And they went and they jumped out of airplanes and under the sea and did all sorts of things. And you just see that when you push yourself to the limits, you can really do incredible things. Quite inspirational. Mm. So every week we get to meet inspirational human beings that are doing really, really good things in South Africa and the world. This week is no different. JP, I'm going to say your surname wrong. Give me a sec. Nobrega. Nobrega. Where's that from?
It's Portuguese. It's supposed to be de Nóbrega, but they took the day away.
De Nóbrega.
No faz mal. No faz mal.
No, not even close.
Well, welcome to the good stuff. You've been on radio before. You must have done a couple of interviews with all the great work that you're doing. And where this all started, you're from RADA, which is your foundation, which you started.
Yes.
And from what I understand, I've been doing a bit of stalking, so I hope I get this right. But from what I understand, it actually all started because of a radio station.
Yes.
Can you give us the backstory to that?
Okay, first of all, thanks for having me, Brent. I appreciate the opportunity. I use music to de-stress, so I switched the radio on to listen to music, and there was a beep every couple of minutes during the song, and that landed up being or signifying an attack or a rape every so couple of minutes.
It was a campaign that they were running on various radio stations in Johannesburg, and I remember it clearly because the advertising people that came up with that, super clever.
Sure.
It's annoying. When you're listening to the radio, you got this like, you beep. Getting down with your jam, and there's that
interruption. Beep.
You were supposed to do it again when I pointed at you.
Beep.
And that's what sort of was happening. And then they explained why it was happening.
Yeah. It kept me on the radio. Yeah. So
and,
it was effective.
And the realization as to what the beeping meant was so much bigger than the annoyance. All of a sudden you were like, that's painful.
Sure.
That's incredibly heartbreaking and quite
when
sad.
When you actually start to think about what the beeps are.
Well, they say that every 4 minutes.
I think it was less.
A woman gets raped in South Africa, which is incredibly sad. So that night you went home and you were laying in bed and you had this cloud hanging over you and you decided that you needed to do something.
100%.
So what did you do?
Well, I actually did nothing for 2 weeks, but it came highly emotional. I couldn't sleep properly, just plagued me all the time. Eventually, I had a discussion with my managing director, who's Jackie Gilbert, and sold everything of value and put it into RADA.
Wow.
And then we kicked RADA off properly, like Eat and Breathe RADA, in May 2013.
Sure. I've got goosebumps.
Yeah, I know. He gave up everything because he believes in a cause. Mm. What does RADA stand for?
It's your place of renewal, but it's an acronym for rape, alcohol, drug abuse.
Sure.
And what sort of work are you doing? What are you doing for that cause? So you've started this initiative. What are we doing for it?
So we're looking. We have a holistic process to heal and address these issues. We have a proactive side and a reactive side. Mm. Proactive side is a strong education arm through RADA Training Academy. We service the seat accredited. We've got personal development workshops. And it all links to empowerment and giving you the tools to empower yourself to make sure you have choice and understand that you've got the power within yourself to achieve your goals. And then the reactive side is the healing processes through Jacqueline Gilbert. We've been doing this for 20 years, but only catering for 1% or 1% of the population.
Mm.
Also, our healing techniques focus on empowerment. So we decided to take those, tweak those, and then give it to the country with our vision, Africa, the rest of the world, through RADA.
Yeah.
It's so important. Empowerment, education, giving people the tools.
Exactly. And that's also a sense of, that helps with their therapy as well.
Sure.
Their healing and their therapy, because it gives them purpose.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. It's basically just making sure that you understand that you always have choice. I mean, we're not naive. We understand how tough life is,
yeah.
How tough the townships are. Even with that challenge every day, you still have choice.
Mm.
So empowerment's what we're about.
Sure. Man, it's important. It's important. You guys launched recently a campaign with regards to music and RADA adding together. What was that all about?
So RADA and Earth. Okay, so within RADA, we've identified that we can assist humanity in certain respects. So we developed what we call RADA Care. And within RADA Care, we have a project called RADA Music, which is linked to RADA and Earth.
So this is full circle, because when you started the interview, you said that music is your therapy.
Yes. So when we started, RADA and Earth was launched in August. It gives a platform for all artists, for all genres of music, to showcase their talents. And when we started in 2013, we've actually grown to such an extent that we have, you know, we partner with a company called Hit Lab, which is a recording studio, so we can record our own music. We create our own, we're very creative in what we do.
I love that.
And so we've also walked the course with these artists in the country. Mm. We see how they struggle, which was for me a blessing as well to experience that. And yeah, so we think that music is the universal language. I know it's a cliche.
It really is, and we resonate.
I believe in it, and yes. I think what you guys are doing is absolutely phenomenal. It's quite exciting, and I love speaking to amazing individuals that are just doing things in South Africa. You're very modest as well, and
no,
quite humble. You gave up your job.
It's like he doesn't want to say much.
You were inspired by one thing to change one thing, which has literally changed everything, and you're making a difference in South Africa.
Look, I am a tax accountant by trade, so I have my tax business started at the same time as RADA did.
Yeah.
So that feeds into RADA. But also the South African public have supported us. I mean, we've grown extremely quickly, and there's no ways we would have done it without the public. So, and people mustn't underestimate their contribution, no matter how small.
Yes.
Everybody contributes on a small scale, it ends up being quite a big thing.
I call that microactivism.
Yes. There we go.
It's one of my favorite words. It's where people, if you do just something small, if you add up all of those small things, it becomes a big thing.
100%.
And I think if you change your mindset to realize, even if it's just flip, man, I've got 10 bucks that I can give over, that's going to be added
rand,
to a pool.
Exactly. And that 10 rand could be the 10 rand that they were waiting for in order to reach their goal to do whatever it is that they need to do.
So microactivism, that's the word I'm going to leave this with. How do people get hold of you? How do they follow you? How do they get involved? How do they throw their money at you?
So we've launched, the single Undefeated is available on all platforms. The album is available for pre-order on iTunes, and it will be available on all platforms on the 29th of October. You can go to RADA.co.za, which is the mother website, and from there it will lead you to RADA Training Academy, RADA Unearthed, Twitter at RADA Healing, at RADA Unearthed. It's all there. If you want to support RADA, become a RADA Angel, even donate. We are Section 18A
awesome.
Compliant, which is a tax thing.
Yes.
Anybody listening there, guys?
It's quite
and,
a difficult
So everything, RADA.co.za is the mother website.
Awesome.
Everything is there.
Absolutely amazing. We're going to put all of this onto our website so that people can get hold of you and get in touch and get involved and make a difference.
I do call it
it's something that I believe in. Change one thing, change everything.
Yes.
You did. You had an idea. You changed one thing, and you've
put
started
everything into
you've
it.
Started something that is helping and is helping people that need it the most. And if you're listening right now, that's exactly your sign. It's for you guys to get involved.
100%. Thanks, guys, very much.
Absolutely amazing. This is the good stuff on Cliff Central. If this plays. So, our show's got a normal format, right?
Yeah, sometimes, apparently.
And we...
deviated it a little.
Because we can do whatever we want to do.
Yeah.
So, we're supposed to do our top five at the beginning of every single show. But because Kerry was running late...
Just blame me, hey?
Because Kerry was running late, she had no idea what she was doing when she came into the studio. She was literally, guys.
Out of breath. I was out of breath. Okay, you, I really was.
If you watched the Facebook Live, you would have seen there were little beads of sweat on her head that were rolling down. And she ran in here like a tornado.
Nonsense.
And because of that, we didn't do our top five.
Oh, okay. So now
but never fear.
We are here.
I love the way you rhyme. We still have 15 minutes with you, and we want to tell you, we want to give you stuff that you can talk about when you're at your water cooler or over lunch, where you're not talking about our flippant political sphere in South Africa. Let's rather give you stuff that really means a little bit more, because that's what we say, right?
Yes.
So every week we look for all over the internet. We look for it all over the interwebs, and we find the top five trending good news stories that that we think mean something. And this week, we're focused at, I'm going to call it, the youth of South Africa have the power to make a change.
They do.
Which is a long headline and most probably wouldn't work on a billboard, but we can do it. So, Kier?
Yes. Number five.
What do we have at number five?
7-year-old South African makes history with her new book. Now, I heard an interview with her the other day, and people were obviously asking what the inspiration for her book was. And she went to the beach for the first time, and she asked why everybody is watching the water. And they told her that they're waiting for the waves. And that was the inspiration for her first book, and that gave her the courage to write it.
What is the book called?
Waiting for the Waves.
Oh, literally Waiting for the Waves.
Yes.
So this little girl.
She's seven.
She's seven. What is the what has she won? What is the? I think it's in the title or whatever. It's like the youngest, top 10 youngest writer in the world.
Exactly.
But the only one from Africa.
Yeah.
On the whole African continent.
Do you know how big that is? And I mean, riding on this, I have met probably about three in the last week. Children and young adults between the age of 7 and 13. I mean, I sat with a girl the other day on Saturday, and she's like, I'm busy writing my third book. I'm like, how old are you? 13? Oh, okay. And when she told me what it was about, I kind of looked at her, and I'm like, this is a little bit disturbing.
It was a little bit too adult.
But
I don't
want
to know.
No,
you're going to freak me out.
No.
This little girl, what I love, right, is the book can resonate with so many people.
Definitely.
It's about her fear of the waves and how she overcame it. Her father, who got involved with this and has helped her publish it, he said it's been a very interesting exercise.
Yes.
And he cannot believe how expensive publishing a book is.
It really is.
But he's so excited for his little daughter.
And it's worth it.
And this is the first book in a series of four, and he cannot wait to show us number 2, 3, and 4. So
it's
super
incredible.
Exciting.
Well done, Michelle.
When I was seven, I was learning how to read.
I didn't even know
how to write. So well done to you. It's really flippin' cool. We're going to post that story up online. What do we have at number four?
From a xenophobic refugee camp to the university stage, the incredible story of how life can change.
So important right now.
Yes. It really is right now.
Well, right now, universities are ablaze and our students are protesting, and everybody's trying to figure out a way to make higher education, I don't know, free or accessible or whatever those things are. I'm a white privileged guy. I got to go to university. Yes, I paid for myself.
I didn't.
You didn't get to go to
university. I didn't go to university.
I did.
See.
But I paid, you know?
Yeah.
I put that money down.
Education cannot be free. End of story. Tertiary education.
This is a different show, and I don't think we need to get into
it.
I think, you know, like when they say you should never speak about, what is this? Religion.
Politics. Yes.
And universities.
Yeah.
That's
Let's
the
not
third
talk
one.
About universities
so
anyway.
We're not
so
going to talk about the bad stuff happening outside. The good stuff is this oak.
Edmore.
His name's Edmore.
Yeah.
He was sent to a xenophobic refugee camp.
From Zim.
What is it? 7 years ago, eight years ago, when the poo hit the fan. And he went into this xenophobic refugee camp where a woman found him and offered him a job as a car guard, or as like a security guard at her dance school.
Mm.
And he was like, man, that's amazing. Good opportunity. I'm going to take it with both hands, and I'm going to study at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So he studied through UNISA. And he's just received his degree. I think it's a BCom.
BCom in economics and finance.
Boom!
Can you believe that?
Absolutely amazing.
I think it's incredible.
You know, and now he's going to get this lacquer finance job and he'll be able to help someone else.
Yes, he can. And he will.
I'm going to post that story up online. What do we have at number three?
Hero Kid is making a massive difference for the animals in his neighborhood. So So a seven-year-old is doing everything he can to
another seven-year-old.
Yes, every single dog in his neighborhood is healthy and looked after. So he walked into the Hermanus Animal Welfare Society and he said in his own language, "I need a leash." And then we're like, what is this boy doing? Yeah. So they gave him a leash.
And he didn't call it. He said, "I need a leash for Dogmore."
Yeah.
His dog's name was Dogmore. So they gave him a leash, this little seven-year-old. And then he brought his dog in and they checked him and they made sure that his dog was healthy and everything was going on. And then he left.
Yes.
And then a couple of days later, he came back with another dog.
Yeah.
And then he left. And then he came back with another dog. And he did this on and off for like 8 months or something stupid. Not stupid, inspirational.
Yes.
On and off bringing in all these dogs because he believed that the service was free.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd gone around his whole community and he was collecting dogs to make sure that they were healthy.
Yep.
So he would rock up at like a neighbor's house
and be like, dog.
"Uncle, I'm taking your dog to the vet. I'll be back just now." what's really cool about the story is the Hermanus Welfare, what do they call themselves? Whores.
Yes.
I just realized how that sounds. The
H-A-W-S.
The Hermanus Animal Welfare something. They
Welfare Society.
They really call themselves whores. They've put this thing out there where they're like, "Listen, we really want to help this guy. This little kid." So they raised the fund, and you can put money into the account for Sipo. It's called Sipo's Fund. All the information I'm going to put up online. But they've already raised enough to look after Sipo's dogs for the next like 2 years.
And that's great. Sipo must just keep bringing dogs.
Carry on bringing dogs. I think it's really cool. A funny name, but really cool. What do we have at number three?
South African Heroes. Number two. South African Heroes. A policeman's picture is going viral for all the right reasons. So this was a kilometer from my house. I drove past.
Okay.
My friend actually took that photo.
But you say this and no one knows what you're talking about.
Okay. So basically what happened was there was a robbery in Norwood and the policemen were after the BMW and the Polo. And the guys got out of the BMW and they ran on foot. And this gentleman over here, what is his name?
Constable?
Yes.
I'm going to go with Constable. Constable.
Yeah, from Norwood Police Station.
So they took the photo, man. And you know why this matters?
They ran on foot after the robbers and they caught them.
This had like, the people that were commenting were like, "Yes, that's amazing. Good, our police are doing great work." And then those naysayers were like, "Ah, but it's what they're supposed to be
Officer
doing.
Officer Malambolo."
There we go. That's his name, Lambolo. I'm going to say to you that, you know what? South Africa has lived in a position where people have not been doing what they were supposed to be doing for the last good 20 years.
Yes.
To see a story of a police officer going out there and being passionate and driven, chasing robbers. You know, that's, if every single policeman was like that, I would thank our lucky stars. But they are not, and that's the reality. So when people are doing things like this, we need to celebrate them. It's the small things that when we celebrate, will just become bigger. It's a yay day
for them. And then straight after this happened, they put up an article for our for CAP, which is basically like our neighborhood watch, giving us tips and things of how to curb this and how we can all get involved and keep safe. And it's really, really amazing because it's upped on everything. The police department, Norwood, everybody. I mean, it's amazing.
So important. I love good news, and that's a good news story, man. We're going to post that up online. Our number one story is, you know, it's a great story for two reasons. One, she's really doing something for the drought in South Africa. She's invented something. And because of that, Google noticed and gave her over R500,000 in order for her to study, to sort of learn more, to be more. I mean, that could take a South African who is going to be a scientist. We could classify, how old is she now? It's like 13, I think. She's a scientist already.
She's 16.
Well, 3 years more than 13. Yeah, and she's going to go off and do amazing things for our country. She's created, I think it's called, they call it a polymer?
A super absorbent polymer that allows soil to retain massive amounts of water.
So what this means is when they're growing, and she's made it all out of natural products.
Yes,
it's like it's orange peel. Bah, 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 bah. So if they plant this substance, which once it's been scientifically thrown together, mm-hmm. it's no longer biodegradable. It then becomes a substance.
Yes.
And this holds water. Mm. So if you imagine, if they plant all of these pills and the creation that she's made, it's all natural. Yeah. So it doesn't really cost much. It's loose stuff that would have been thrown away anyway.
That you eat.
If you plant it, the water, when it rains down onto your farmlands, it holds the water there. So even during a drought, the plants will still be able to grow and to be nourished by this water. This girl, 16, has changed the face of farming internationally.
Her name is Kiara.
She's South African. That is flippin' amazing.
Well done, Kiara Nugent.
Proud of our South Africans. Proud, proud, proud. So that is our top five for this week. Well done for fitting it in. Oh, we can do a half up. Just did a half hour. Absolutely phenomenal, man. I love being able to sit here and just spend good time with you, you, Kerry, and you, our listeners.
Thanks.
We get to really just hang out and do cool stuff, which is always exciting, right?
Definitely. And I can't believe it's nearly over.
Are you a little bit sad?
Very. I'm very sad.
Okay, well, I won't make you sad for much longer. I'm going to play...
Thanks. You're just going to get it over and done with and out of the way.
No, I'm going to play a song to end the show just to sort of be a little bit inspirational.
Okay.
So we'll get that ready. This is The Good Stuff on Cliff Central, where every week we get to bring you really good news stories, inspirational...
People.
Really cool stuff that we can chat about, places, things you can do. And every week I leave you with a quote that hopefully will get you motivated for the rest of the week. So here we go. You need to stay motivated. We need to inspire others. We're in this together, and the only way we'll get through this is together. You only have this one life. Don't spend it apologizing, regretting, questioning, hating yourself, dieting, or running after people who don't see you for you. Be brave. Believe in yourself. Do what feels good. Take risks. You only have this one life. Make yourself proud and happy. Only good things. Man, have a terrific Tuesday.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening, yo. CliffCentral.com.